Blog Talk Radio.
There is only one mother, and she gives herself freely. So give thanks to her. Give thanks to her. And when you have completed your visit with our mother, leave no trace. Leave no trace.
For business, featuring metaphysical and uplifting books from your favorite authors, such as Doreen Virtue, Wayne Dyer, Michael Edward Owens. We've added handcrafted one-of-a-kind jewelry, pendants, earrings, and bracelets, and now have an exclusive selection of crystals, rocks, and stones for your metaphysical toolbox. Take a look at our hand-dug Arkansas crystals, imported Brazilian crystals, Tibetan crystals, and Reiki healing stones. All of our rocks, crystals, and stones have been Reiki infused, blessed, and cleared, ready for use. You can reserve your copy of Crystal Healing 2012 and Beyond, Reverend B's new book, A Comprehensive Guide of Rocks, Crystals, and Stones for the New Age. Visit ggmradio.com and click Bookshop in the menu bar. That's ggmradio.com.
Love. love's a beautiful thing.
program is being brought to you by ShotNet Web Hosting. Reliable web hosting for everyone. Feature rich, reliable, and affordable. Create your own site in minutes with ShotNet's easy-to-use site designer. Monthly plans available that fit any budget. Visit shot-net.com. That's shot-net.
Welcome to WGGM Radio. I'm your host, Amanda Dowell, every Monday at 11 a.m. Central Standard Time. You heard Bethany Caudill singing Love is a Beautiful Thing, one of her original songs that she wrote sitting in her living room, and you also heard No Shoes Blues, which is her original single. If you didn't get to come out to her party May 9th, you really missed out. It was such a bamming party with all kinds of guests from West Plains, Missouri to St. Louis, Missouri, to, you know, the Willis Brothers, which are amazing guys that can really make some noise and let you have you think that the Southern Edge band is great. You should check out Southern Streak, Bethany Caudill's band. She's got a pretty hard, awesome, you know, band that really lets you have it. right strictly in a way. So if you haven't checked out Bethany, you should. You can go to iTunes and type in her name, Bethany Caudell. You can also go to YouTube and find her music videos there under Bethany Caudell. But you have to look for the music video. You have to actually look edited by Brittany Thompson. And you have to look under Mind with Teeth, or you'll end up finding hundreds and thousands of videos of Bethany going across the globe doing all kinds of things, which she's going to be doing. She's getting ready to go on tour. You heard two of her songs. And she's really going to get out there and hit it with a bang. She's even got a big heart, and she's going to be helping out some Mustangs next week, which are going to be really cool. She's actually going to sit on one. So if you get a chance to check out my Facebook, Amanda Dowell with one L, you might see me on a Mustang horse, and you might see Bethany on a Mustang horse, which would be really cool. So this is a really hopping radio station. We have a lot of cool people that come in here and talk, and we have all kinds of guests from all over the place that just come in and help us out. And we even have one of our ladies that was performing on May 9th that is on a wild goose chase right now. She's actually being a gypsy. Jamie Holmes is going all over the planet, and she may end up in Nashville. Told her if she ended up in Nashville, she could work with us too and save us a seat. And who knows, we might be jamming and making some music with Miss Jamie Holmes all the way from St. Louis. And who knows, maybe somebody else will tag along. Anyway, our call-in number today is 347-237-5339. My guest today is actually trained by two well-respected people that I absolutely love, so I'm excited to have him today, and we have a really cool topic. Before we get to that, if you want to call me for a reading, you can. You can find me with Amanda Dowell with one L on Facebook. You can email me at starwaya@hotmail.com. Those are two ways to get a hold of me, so you can do that. Our call-in number, again, is 347-237-5339. My guest is an angel therapy practitioner. He's very cool. His name is Joshua, and he is very cool. He has a lot of talent. I'm really excited to have him, Joshua Munzo, and you can find him on Facebook, number one. But I'm going to tell you a little bit more about him. He's been doing readings for 14 years, and it started when he was 13 years old. So in 2010, he became a certified angel practitioner by Charles Virtue, which is Doreen Virtue's son. He is a very incredible individual. I also have his cards, and I've used them frequently for things. He's very cool. So he's a certified angel therapist, and then he was invited to get certified with Doreen Virtue. And Joshua has also carried a certificate in the Hibiscus Moon Crystal Healer and Past Life Healer. It is his wish to spread as much love and light and healing to the world's population. And of all sentient beings, he wants to help everybody. And you can contact him at angelslightworker@yahoo.com or his official page on Angel Mystic at Facebook. So that's facebook.com/ Joshua Munzo Intuitive. So that's going to be really cool. So anyway, we're going to get right to our topic. Again, if you want to call in for questions or reading, you know the phone number. It's 347-237-5339. You can join us in our chat room. Hi, Dream Master. I see you're in here, and two people with guests on their name. Welcome to the show. And we have some other people listening in too. So I'm going to bring Joshua to the show, and we're going to talk a little bit more. Welcome to the show, Joshua. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
I'm doing wonderful.
Awesome.
So you've got quite the bio there. You've done a lot, and you're looking to help people, and that's really great. What inspired you other than you had the gift to get started in this?
When I was actually younger, I was in church, and in one service they were talking about intuitives and psychics and everything, about how like they're not good and they're evil, but it didn't sit right with me when I heard that. So it just kind of propelled me onto a quest for the truth. And then I now like gathered all this new information for myself. And like I've learned that being intuitive is about the body, mind, and soul connection. And there's nothing evil about it whatsoever.
Right.
So when
there
I
is
was,
really nothing evil about it. And it's all in how you use it, right, Joshua?
Correct, yeah. And it's always for the highest good of everyone, all about healing. So.
Mm-hmm. And that's what matters, is that you're concentrating on that. If you concentrate on something else, I could see it being something where a church goer or a church follower might say, oh, you're evil, or you're a false prophet.
Yes, and you got to keep in mind, I was going to a Pentecostal church back in those days. So back then, yes, the view on that was very different now. So.
Yeah, you know, it's amazing. I find some of these people that go to church and some of these people that you have no clue that they would actually, you know, respect us as individuals. But, you know, I found one or two under a rock looking one day, and it was kind of amusing to discover that some people who actually do go to church and who do that actually believe in us and believe that, you know, we're not false prophets, that we're not evil, or that we're doing witchcraft.
Exactly. I actually know a lot of people that believe that go to church. So it's just kind of opened up a door there for me when I was younger. So
that's great. So you've been in this probably about 14 years. Do you have anything you like about it specifically? Do you have any one favorite thing you enjoy doing?
My favorite thing is working with, like, energies of the chakras and the energy bodies, and working with angels, of course. And I really love working with the energies of stones and crystals to also help, like, balance the energies of people. And it's not even just people that the stones can help balance. It's also, like, situations and, like, life situations. So, and it's just really great. I love it all, really. So
I'm the same way. I love it all. You take me to a New Age store and we're in trouble because I might be in there for several hours looking at the stones or looking at the crystals. Or, you know, even sometimes I will go and see how many card decks Doreen Virtue or Charles Virtue has out. It seems to be this thing of mine because I also use their decks to do a lot of readings when I do expos and shows. I combine a little bit of stuff, though. I combine stones, I combine, you know, their cards, and I combine aromatherapy, scents and smells.
Right, yes. Actually, I have an aromatherapy candle burning right now. So.
Awesome. That's great.
Yeah.
That's just really cool. I enjoy all of that stuff as well, but I probably would not be leaving the building with the stones either. They all like to speak to me at once, but you know, I have favorite stones too, but then, you know, I love them all, so I have to have all of them. That's just the way it ends up being. I'll try to have a collection of every stone, you know, known to man, and people are like, wow, your bag keeps getting heavier and heavier. I won't have to lift weights anytime soon.
Oh, I completely agree. I can't leave a store that sells crystals without at least having a couple, so. But I'm really big on black tourmaline. I don't know why. It's just the stone that I'm very drawn to. It's just, that's the one I always go straight for. So.
Well, no, I had an education when you cleanse a house, which, I mean, some people know what cleansing a house is, and some people don't need to cleanse their house because it's really healthy. But if you do need to cleanse your house, you know, you can sage smudge and all that. But something that one of the stores told me one time is you can take black tourmaline and you can take rose quartz and you can put them in the different vicinities of the house, like in the front of the house, side of the house, near your bedroom, in each of the rooms, and it dissipates all the negative energy.
That's actually really interesting. I've heard what I like to do after I cleanse my house, I actually like to put up a crystal grid around my house, and it's with black tourmaline. So what I'll do is I'll take four black tourmaline pieces, and sometimes I'll add quartz to amplify the energy, or I'll add selenite to the mix with, like, in each corner, because it's like a yin-yang. So it grounds and it protects by placing the four black tourmalines in the four different corners of your house. And by also putting selenite there, it also ushers in the angelic energy as well.
It does,
so,
because selenite will heal anything. Just do not ever get it wet in water, because if you do, you will have no more selenite. It will disappear. And they told me that at the store also. They said, whatever you do, it's a really good stone for healers because healers love to work with selenite, as you know, because you are one too. But they said, whatever you do, because that's one of your favorite stones, put no liquid on it because you will have no more healing stone and then you'll be really sad. But black tourmaline and selenite are great to, you know, get rid of the negative energy and then replace it with positive energy. And that's what they were saying with the rose quartz and the black tourmaline. Because when you wear black tourmaline only, it's really good for healers. You probably know this too, because you're getting rid of a lot of negative energy all the time. So you need to wear black tourmaline at all times when you are a healer, because it dissipates that energy that, you know, gets on you from other people. So you're trying to stay grounded and in the moment and do what you need to do. So putting up a selenite grid with black tourmaline, the selenite is replacing that energy that you're getting rid of with positive energy. So that's really cool.
Exactly. I actually have my black tourmaline necklace on right now. So
I have a black tourmaline bracelet I wear on my left hand because that's the hand that does a lot of the work. The right hand is usually the receiver and the left hand is usually the giver of healing, but both my hands tend to give energy. That's something that you learn as a healer that I've also learned, left hand. So left hand is where my black tourmaline bracelet is. I also have a necklace on as well. I have a pendant that has black tourmaline on it.
That's wonderful. Black tourmaline, I just love. I always that's the first stone I always recommend people when they're going through different healing crises. So, but I always also tell people to not give up the regular medical doctor when they are going through things, because, you know, crystal healing, it helps on an energetic level. So it's also very important to stay with your Western doctor and keep up with your regular practice of going to the doctor. So.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Absolutely. Going to doing that is essential. I tend to dive more into the holistic approach of going all holistic until I absolutely have to go, and then I will result in that. But, you know, it's the same thing. You're still going to a holistic place to get herbs and natural oils and whatever to heal. But, you know, last scenario, if you absolutely have to go, that's where I go. I rely on energy healing, and I also rely on herbs and vitamins and food, because you can find your sources to heal in all of those things. And also essential oils. I get food grade essential oils and use them on people who are sick with a cough or a cold or what have you. So the same thing. We have a lot of the same views that, you know, that's just not one thing that will replenish it. But it does start out in the energy. You know, the illness starts out in the energy field.
Exactly. In your energetic bodies. So.
So you can nine times out of ten catch it before it hits your physical body by checking out somebody's energy field and saying, oh, if we don't work on your energy field, you're going to have a cold.
So not just your energy field, though. So, because a cold usually represents like a resistance to change. So when you're going through changes, you are always constantly going through changes. So a lot of people, like, you'll be like, oh, you've had this cold for quite a while. Well, look at what they're going through. Are they going through a lot of change? Are they resistant to that change? So they need to shift their perspective on their life and their outlook on the change. And instead of trying to resist it, welcome the change and know that it's there for the betterment of your path. Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you sound like you're telling my story. It's been a little while ago, but I had someone who was trying to tell me I needed to move, that I really needed to move out of a circumstance I was in. And I got a cold. And we were doing everything to get rid of the cold, everything from, you know, cough drops to, you know, vitamins to whatever. And then when I moved, bam, the cold went away. And I thought, ooh, so I was supposed to move from my situation to actually, you know, change the dynamics and the circumstances of everything. So good story. Absolutely cool. So how long have you been at this and doing this, and is there anything you'd like to actually share with our listeners?
So for readings, I've been doing readings professionally probably for about 7 years. But mm-hmm. I've been doing readings for family and friends since I was about 12 or 13, so for about 14 years now.
About as long as I have.
Yeah, so I started pretty young. I actually started out doing readings using tarot cards, in high school, I was very proficient with the tarot cards, and then a friend of my family actually had a deck of Dorian Virtue, the mermaid cards, and I absolutely fell in love with them, and so I started using the oracle cards. And over time, I just kind of got more away from tarot and everything. And just recently, actually just yesterday, my cousin, she was over and she was asking me if I had a tarot deck. And I told her, yeah, I do. Actually, I have a traditional like tarot deck along with the Angel Tarot by Dorian Virtue and Bradley Valentine. But she wanted me to use the traditional one. So when I was, and I haven't used tarot in forever, but when I was using it, it kind of made me realize how rusty I've gotten away from, like, using tarot. So pretty soon I'm actually going to be doing meditation with the tarot. So I'll be meditating with one card every week. And my goal is to get through the whole deck, but while doing this, I'm going to blog my journey with the tarot. So, and I think that will be very interesting because I'm going to do
it
without
the
diet.
That's going to be really great. That's interesting.
Yes, yes. So, and I've heard of other people doing it, and I'm not necessarily sure how they've done it, but I'm just going with my gut because my gut is telling me that I really need to get that connection back because the tarot is not only just about readings. The tarot is also about, like, the dynamics of life, of lessons. Like, there's a lot more there. The tarot can be a completely standalone healing modality, actually, and it's just how you use it. So my gut is telling me to jump back in with the tarot, and of course I'm going to jump in with all my knowledge about everything else too, and hopefully be able to present that in a really fun blog over the course of the next how many cards are there? 72 cards. So over the next 72 weeks, I hope to do this. So it'll be a long journey, but worth it, I believe.
That's going to be great. Actually, blogging that and looking at that's going to be really cool. So that's just going to be really exciting because you're going to be able to talk about your journey, your experiences, the things that happened to you. That's amazing.
And the lessons I've learned along the way. So just everything keeps pointing to that. So all the events leading up to it. So now I just got to sit down and actually do it.
Oh, you'll do it. And it'll be really amazing once you do. I know a lot of people are really interested in talking with you and hearing what you have to say and everything like that. So what we're going to do now is we're going to take a really quick commercial break and then come back. When people can have questions and, you know, whatever they want to share. Is there anything you need them to have ready other than their one question they're going to ask you?
Just an open mind and an open heart and being willing to receive any messages. So.
Okay. All right. Well, we're going to take a really quick commercial break and then we'll come back. You've been listening to WGGM Radio. My guest is Joshua Munzo, and we're going to take some questions when we come back, so see you in a minute.
So I'm a cat, and I just moved in with this new human, and she's got this little toy she's always playing with all day long. Tap, 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 bloop, bloop. She can't put it down. There it is. Oh, and get this. She even talks to it. Last week, she asked it for Chinese, and guess what? Egg rolls showed up. Like magic. Humans have cool toys.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
Let me try.
Okay, just remember what I showed you.
Yep, there was a bunny who had one big ear and another big ear They looped a loop, made a bow, and the bunny hopped away. I did it!
Oh, good job, kiddo. Now let's tie your other shoe.
The smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Learn more at 1-877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Cultivate your spirituality with visionary practices of a higher nature in your own home and at your own pace. Empower You Metaphysical Academy, Yusui Reiki, Amadeus Shamanic Healing, Karuna Reiki, Celtic Reiki, and many more energy attunements and modalities available. Learn in the privacy of your own home. Attunements and energy activations offered via telephone with downloadable certifications. Very affordable, very accessible, and very interesting. Go to http://empower.uacademy.org. That's empower.uacademy.org.
To our show, and we're just being as positive as we can. Yesterday we had something very interesting happen. We had a leakage on the floor, so the noise in the background that you heard was lovely people coming to fix the leakage, which is amazing. I don't know, energetic fields and things happening. Crazy, isn't it? Because I just heard from Sandra Howie that she put some lavender out that she couldn't hear our connection on the radio, and that all of a sudden, boom, she heard it. But anyway, our call-in number is 347-237-5339. My guest is Eric Menzo from California. So we're going to bring him back and let him talk to some callers. Welcome back, Eric. How are you?
Good. Good. I'm good, actually.
Awesome. Okay, we're going to take our first caller, and our first caller is area code 814. Are you ready, Eric? Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right, our first caller is 814, Joshua. Here we go. 814, you're on with Amanda and Joshua. How are you?
Hi, this is Amy.
Hi, Amy, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Well, I have a question for both of you. My question is, do either of you see anything coming up for me in a change of job, meaning anything like promotion type-wise?
Actually, for me, when you were calling in, I kept seeing like that you have a lot of worries about financial issues going on in your life right now. So,
yeah.
And the worry that you have, I feel this, I keep seeing, like, barriers being put up. So it's, like, It's like you're really working on trying to bring something into your life, but because you're working so hard towards it and you're looking for the signs everywhere, it's kind of like you're almost blocking that. So my guides are telling me that what you need to do is you need to take a step back and out of the situation and, like, allow things to evolve on their own and stop trying to, like, control every little thing and look at things with a new perspective, and you'll find your solution there. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, it does.
Okay.
And I got the name Eric around you even before we got started because I was calling Josh Eric, which I apologize, but I don't know. I think you have a guide around you with that name, because when I was trying to hit you, I was focused on your number and that name came up. So I want you to think about who you might have around you with that name, because there's some kind of a significance. But I see you with a lot of financial worries around you and concerns, but I'm seeing you moving forward here as we move into the middle of the month and going forward with more prosperous things coming in for you.
Okay, that sounds great.
All right, is that all of your questions?
Yeah, I just mainly wanted to see if you've seen anything to change for me, because I've been trying to change for a while, and that's, I guess, must be the boss that Josh is seeing. And
all right.
And to work.
Okay, well, thank you for calling in.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, Joshua, we're going to go to our next caller, which is 336. You're on the line with Amanda and Joshua. How are you? Hello, 336. Okay, we'll go to our next caller. Area code 972. You're on with Amanda and Joshua. How are you?
Oh, it's always wonderful to be reminded of your show. Each Monday, I love you like a sister, Angel. This is Audrey.
Thanks,
Texas.
Audrey.
And Joshua has beautiful energy, too, from the moment I heard his voice. Yeah, it's very healing. I wanted to ask about my relationship, Joshua, currently, because I've had my struggles, you know, over several years, and I'm wondering if we're going to work these struggles out. Is it going to get better or worse between the man that I'm with right now?
Right. So when you're talking about this, actually things manifesting within your body, like we were talking about change, how like change can manifest like with the resistance of the cold. But I see it within your body, like there's things manifesting, like certain illnesses. Does this make sense?
Yeah, I have had a serious shock kind of illness recently that I don't want to get into the detail right now.
We don't have to get into it. But I keep on seeing that this is actually a manifestation of, like, all the guilt and everything, because I feel like there's a lot of guilt in this relationship, and it's directed towards you, whether it's self-guilt or anything. And I feel that to really heal, like, your body, which is really important, you need to heal this relationship. That healing this relationship might not necessarily actually be, like, staying within the terms of being in a relationship with him. Does that make sense? So,
yeah, I may not be able to. I may have to do it. We may have to just become friends and just in part
exactly.
ways.
Exactly, because there's a lot of stress and tension, I feel.
Yeah, I agree. I agree, and it has affected me recently. It's very confusing. I don't know, because, yeah, I've just been very confused about it.
Right. You keep going back and forth. But just know that, like, the lessons that are there within this relationship, they're blessings in disguise. You know, lessons are blessings, but they may not always actually feel like that right away. But in the long run, when we look back, you always realize that every lesson, whether it may have been a hard one, is truly a blessing in disguise. So ask yourself and ask your spirit team, what are the lessons that you need to learn from this relationship. And once you're able to learn them, that will heal the relationship and help to also heal your body. So
that sounds good. That sounds great. Thank you, Joshua. Thank you, Amanda.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Audrey. You have a great day. I totally agree with him on everything he said, so just pay attention to that, and thanks for calling in.
Okay, love you guys. Bye. Thank you.
Have a great day.
All right, our next caller is, well, actually, we have a person in the chat room. Let's get to their question. Lachey wants to know, do you see anyone romantically coming in, online dating or casual encounter, and description would be helpful.
So romantic partner is what they want to know about, right?
Right. Either online dating or, you know, what are you thinking there? That's what they're wanting to know.
So I feel that she needs to actually, I'm not going to say lower her standards, because never lower your standards when it comes to love, but she needs to move beyond the barrier of friendship. Because there's someone actually, I feel, in her circle of friends that is very playful with her and it's very flirtatious, but she's known this person for a while, and I feel as if she just, when it, she feels that crossing that threshold of friendship is something she doesn't want to have happen because she's afraid of ruining it. But the person, I see him. A taller man with darker features and everything. I almost want to say, like, Greek descent, almost. I'm not, like, Mediterranean descent from, that's, like, what I keep feeling for this guy. But she needs to know that if she does cross this threshold of the friendship, then things will blossom and her love life will actually have miracles within it. So that's what I feel. What do you feel, Amanda?
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense on what you're saying there. I think she can totally see that. We're going to move on to our next caller now, which is area code. You know, I think it's just he woke up. That's really all I can give you there on that, is that he woke up, you know, and sometimes people do. There is no, oh, was it a big circumstance or whatever, and it doesn't have to be. It could just be waking up from a dream and realizing, oh, Lord, I've got to get my life together. I did something wrong, which is exactly what happened.